We go to the Revolution Hotline, and we are joined by ASU head coach John Brady. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Justin. How are you guys?
Very good, thank you. We are settled in here, kind of setting the table for tomorrow when all the Arkansas schools roll in. You guys will not know your opponent until tomorrow. Are you sending a staff member? Or are you going to be here today scouting Florida Atlantic and Troy?
Well, I'm going to be over there, and I'll see at least a half the game, but my assistants will watch the whole game, and we've kind of prepared for either team, actually, over the last 3 or 4 days. And, in fact, our whole team watched the FAU-Troy game the last time they played. We let the whole team watch both teams just in case. So we've made preps for either team, and you know, I'll be over there tonight for a little while to watch it, see how it goes. Our team's going to watch a half of it. We're going to get them over there, let them watch the first half, and get them back over here and settle them down, make them go to sleep if we can.
There you go. Coach, you guys split with both these teams. Is there a team you feel like you match up better with at all?
Not really. You know, they're both perimeter-oriented. The difference is Troy has 4 or 5 players that are capable of scoring 10 to 12 points, where FAU has 2 players that average around 20 a game, and it seems if you stop Gant and Moody or one or the other, you have a better chance to beat them. So, but they're both perimeter-oriented. Troy has 2 or 3 more players that are capable of scoring, where FAU traditionally the entire season has been based around just 2 players scoring the majority of their baskets.
I won't ask you about the UALR game because that was one of the more strange games I think any of us have seen. As we pointed out yesterday on the show, there was a brawl in the Stanford-Cal game, Coach, and there were fewer technicals in that game than there was in your game. So, we'll go back over the last couple. I mean, clearly you guys kind of had it rolling, and then you guys came up short in the last couple of games. The North Texas game was especially confounding. Do you have anything you can describe, I guess, or explain why that might have come about? I mean, other than we were talking, maybe you guys had clinched. I mean, you get a little bit of a letdown. Anything you can put your finger on there?
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it. We were still cutting down the nets and the Convocation Center trying to play North Texas at the same time. You know, evidently I didn't do a good enough job of removing a Western Division championship and the experience of cutting down nets from our players in the right way, because we had a lingering effect or a hangover from that celebration. And you know, our team went 1 for 22 from the three-point line. We shot 29% on the road at North Texas. You know, I coach pretty good, but I can't overcome that in coaching. So, and that's been our Achilles heel all year. I just went over a stat with our team at breakfast this morning that of our last 8 wins, we've won the field goal stat in every one of those games. And the one that we didn't win it, we shot 17 more free throws than the opponent. So, you know, it's all about us winning the field goal stat. You know, Little Rock beat us up there. We didn't win the field goal stat. We got hammered at North Texas because our field goal stat was horrendous. But if we can keep the field goal stat even or outshoot our opponent by just a little bit, we've been able to have a pretty good basketball team. And our ability to make shots over this 3-day period will determine a lot in how far we can go and what we can do.
You guys were the only ones to knock out Middle Tennessee in the regular season, and you'll have a chance to do that again if you guys can make it to the finals. What about for that team? I mean, they've clearly been, you know, kind of out in front of it all this year. What is it that they've done that's put them in a position to be where they are right now?
Well, the biggest difference in our team in Middle Tennessee, even though we were able to beat them, is they bring it consistently every game, regardless of who they're playing. You know, we've been able to beat the best teams in the league. We split with Middle, we swept South Alabama, and we swept Western Kentucky. But yet, on the other hand, we've lost a couple of teams that are toward the bottom. And so, you know, Middle has consistently played at a high level all year long. They've got 7 seniors. They've got 6 juniors. So they're kind of top-heavy, and the rest of us aren't quite like that. But, you know, Kermit, I've always said Kermit's as good a coach as there is in the country at any level. He's 19-1, and any time you go 19-1 in any league, you've done an incredible job. And I think they're a lock for an at-large bid, regardless of what happens in this tournament.
Well, then that means it'd be fine for you guys to knock them off, I guess, if they made it to the final against you.
Well, for us to get 2 teams in, that's the only way it's going to happen, is if Kermit gets to the finals and somebody beats them, then we have 2 teams in the tournament. Because if they don't let Middle Tennessee in, all the criteria they have to put a team in there, they need to tear it up and throw it away, because everything that he could need, he's met. He's 20 RPI, his strength of schedule's in great shape, and some of these teams that they talk about, he's much better than them.
Coach, tournament setups are so different than any time else. And, you know, during the regular season in the Sun Belt, usually your games are starting, you know, no later than 7:30, maybe 7:40 if the women's game goes into overtime and you got a doubleheader. But you could be looking at back-to-back 9 o'clock tip-offs, maybe a little bit later depending on if the first game in the session goes a little late. Is there any tweak to the schedule that you set for your players in preparation for, you know, a late tip-off like that?
We just push everything back 2 hours. We ate breakfast this morning at 10:30. We'll eat dinner this afternoon at 4:30. We'll eat tonight at 9:30 after they come back for the game. But tomorrow on game day, we'll just push everything back 2 hours. Instead of having a 2:30 pregame meal, we'll have a 4:30 pregame meal. We'll let our guys sleep in 2 hours later. We'll just treat the day as if it ends 2 hours later than usual. Not make a big issue of it. What it is what it is. I'm telling our guys it's great because all our fans can get here. They can go to the racetrack and have a good time and still come over and make the game. And I've sold it to them as a positive thing, and we're not even concerned about the time.
Getting a well-timed nap, maybe a good, you know, 20-minute nap at the right point.
Especially for the coach. Yeah, the coach can stretch out here and get him one good one in.
Coach, I was going to ask you about, you know, your psyche. You've been through this a lot, I mean, over the years. But, I mean, do you get extra amped up or anxious the night before the start of a tournament?
Well, I think what you need to guard with your team is the anxiety that can create and the looking ahead to what might happen. You've got to get them to focus on the first game. You know, everybody talks about a three-game season and winning three in a row, and I've talked about that myself. But it's like I told our guys this morning when we had our meeting this morning after breakfast and watched tape for 30 minutes. It does no good to think about anything else but the first game. If you don't concentrate on the first game and do the things that are necessary to win it, you got no chance to advance. I mean, that's no secret, but you need to keep telling that to your players because they have a tendency sometimes to build up some anxiety, get ahead of themselves, and anything we can do as coaches to stop that train of thought, I think the better off our team will be.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming on today. Good luck. I look forward to seeing you here at the arena tonight, I guess, as we as you guys will scout your next opponent, Troy or Florida Atlantic, again, Arkansas State, 9 o'clock tip on the Summit Arena court. And it's great having all four of the Arkansas schools playing tomorrow. I think it'll be awesome, and hopefully fans will get down. The great thing is your women start at 11:30, got the UALR women following that game, so it's all day long, and the UALR men are earlier. So hopefully the folks here in the state who will turn out locally will come out in a big way.
I hope so. And guys, I appreciate you having me on and appreciate what you're doing to promote the tournament.
Coach, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, you got it.
All right, take care. That's John Brady, the ASU men's head coach, and we are joined by Steve Arison now, and we've got about 3 or 4 minutes here to the top of the hour, and Steve was kind enough to drop off a Calvin Burrell commemorative card. We've been talking about these for like 3 or 4 weeks now. We finally got him handed out after he got his 5,000th win yesterday, and I know you love getting a little pub for the community from Coach Brady, encouraging his fans to get out and support Hot Springs before coming over for the tourney.
Our latest spokesperson, John Brady. Yeah, we're excited. The races are going on. A lot of Sun Belt fans are in here from all over the conference, and hopefully we'll see the Arkansas State and the UALR fans come down to these games because that's why we hosted them. You know, originally, you know, we went out there, tried to get this tournament just so hopefully to give our teams a little bit of an edge is hopefully they'd move on to the NCAAs.
Has there ever been a day where all four teams played on the same day? I mean, without maybe winning, I guess, where it was scheduled like this, I don't remember it ever being like this, where they all got byes and they all play on the same day.
Yeah, not in the 5 years. Usually we'd have one that was not doing so well, and they'd have to play in the opening round on Friday.
Yeah, well, it's cool, too, because, I mean, again, like we're